This is Zach Bergeron from 90FM. Wanted to know if you want to do a trivia focus.
We just like to drink beer.
Okay, what is your team name?
Home of the guy and the coach.
All right, how did you get that name?
My roommate, my buddy, he sleeps in the couch and doesn't really move himself from the couch ever. So that's kind of how we came up with that. We just like to drink beer.
Do you guys have a mascot?
I guess it would be Kevin.
Okay. Does your team have a theme song?
Eastward Bound.
Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Gonna spend my dollars on air my dollars. End up singing the blues, put my whole face in gold. Brother, I can name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do.
That was beautiful. Now, do you guys have any interesting traditions?
Really, all we do is drink and have some trivia questions. That's about it.
What gets you pumped to play trivia?
Having a good time drinking and hanging out.
Sure. What are some interesting facts about your team?
We just like to drink beer.
How long have you been anticipating this year's contest?
Well, probably,
Sure.
We just like to drink beer.
How is your team doing so far in this contest?
I have no clue, because that's what we're eating right now.
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far in this contest?
Well, I gotta get drunk.
What do you do when a team member falls asleep?
You could probably write on them, possibly shave their head. inappropriate language, possibly.
Well, I gotta get drunk.
Well, how do you keep team morale up if things start to drag on?
Probably write on them, possibly shave their head.
What station rocks your socks off?
90FM. What kind of question is that?
Can you answer questions faster than a speeding bullet?
Absolutely.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
I come from Milwaukee. We just like to drink beer.
All right. Thank you for doing Trivia Focus for 90FM Trivia Focus. I'm Zach Bergeron.
Thank you very much.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th, from 6 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, proud to offer Point Premium Light Beer. Refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
The top five teams as of now are as follows. We have two teams in fourth place with 250 points, Ob and Hypnotized, and Profound Confusion. In third place with 400 points is Trial and Error. In second place with 420 points is What's a Mudda Unites of Triviality. In first place with 440 points is Help Wanted, Clam Shack Shuckers. And, as of right now, we have question one for hour four. What is the name of the restaurant chain which recently printed the following in a published brochure? No need to scramble for the perfect ending. Once again, question one of hour four. What is the name of the restaurant chain which recently printed the following in a published brochure? No need to scramble for the perfect ending. Good luck from 90FM.
Trivia 38. And Jim Wendworth.
Salagadoola, Mexicapoola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what do you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Salagadoola, Mexicapoola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Salagadoola means Mensikaboolaroo.
But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Salagadoola, Mensikaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what do you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi, bibbidi-bobbidi, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
If your mind is in a dither and your heart is in a haze, I'll haze your dither and dither your haze with the magic phrase.
If you're chased around by trouble and you're followed by a jinx, I'll jinx your trouble and trouble your jinx in less than 40 winks.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Hey, you put them together and what do you got?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Hey, it'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Salagadoola means magic-a-boolaroo, but the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola, magic-a-boola, bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Hey, put them together and what do you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Means magic a boolaroo, but the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola, magic a boola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what do you got?
Salagabibbidi,
magic a bobbidi,
bibbidi bobbidi,
bobbidi bibbidi. Put them together and what do you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
In the middle of our four question one trivia 38, trivia returns. What is the name of the restaurant chain which recently printed the following in a published brochure? No need to scramble for the perfect ending. Good luck, trivia players, from all of us here at 90FM. In the back, we are calling it quits on hour four, question one, trivia 38, trivia returns. What is the name of the restaurant chain which recently printed the following in a published brochure? No need to scramble for the perfect ending. The answer is Perkins. Once again, the hour two, hour four, question one, Perkins. Moving right along to hour four, question two. According to the Inner Gatefold artwork for the Black Oak Arkansas album, Raunch and Roll, there are names given to both side one and side two of the album. What are those names? Once again, Hour 4, Question 2, Trivia 38. According to the Inner Gatefold artwork for the Black Oak Arkansas album, Raunch and Roll, there are names given to both Side 1 and Side 2 of the album. What are those names? Good luck, trivia players, from all of us here at 90FM. Middle of Hour 4, Question 2, Trivia 38. According to the Inner Gatefold artwork for the Black Oak Arkansas album Raunch and Roll, there are names given to both Side 1 and Side 2 of the album. What are those names? Good luck, trivia players, from all of us here at 90FM.
Simple. I played a janitor, you played a monitor, then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play?
You're always something special to me, quite independent, never caring. You lost your charm as you were aging. Where is your magic disappearing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann. What's your game now? Can anybody play?
You're so, so like a woman to me.
Like a woman to me.
So,
so,
so
can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
People live and learn, but you're still learning. You use my mind and I'll be your teacher. When the lesson's over, you'll be with me. Then I'll hear the other people saying,
hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
Carrie Ann.
Phones down to the back. Our four question to Trivia 38 is now history. According to the inner gatefold artwork for the Black Oak, Arkansas album Raunch and Roll, there are names given to both side one and side two of the album. What are those names? The answer, over here, over yonder. Once again, the answer to our four question two, over here, over yonder. Moving right along to our four question three, Trivia 38, Trivia Returns. According to the calling card sticker at Neighbor's Convenience Store, what is the price per minute for calling card minutes? Once again, our four question three, Trivia 38. According to the calling card sticker at Neighbor's Convenience Store, what is the price per minute for calling card minutes? Good luck, trivia players. Hour 4 Question 3, Trivia 38. According to the calling card sticker at Neighbor's Convenience Store, what is the price per minute for calling card minutes? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 38. And Jim Wendler.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Phones down. Phones down in the back. We are calling it quits on hour 4, question 3, trivia 38. According to the calling card sticker at Neighbor's Convenience Store, what is the price per minute for calling card minutes? The answer, 1.9 cents. Once again, the answer to Hour 4, Question 3, 1.9 cents. Straight on to Hour 4, Question 4, Trivia 38, Trivia Returns. According to tip number 69, if you are caught in a pillow fight without a pillow, you are told to improvise. What are the three items that are suggested as improvising substitutes for a pillow? Once again, Hour 4, Question 4, Trivia 38. According to tip number 69, if you are caught in a pillow fight without a pillow, you are told to improvise. What are the three items that you are suggested to use as improvising substitutes for a pillow? Good luck, trivia players. Thank you.
trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, he blows it into the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump way to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da do do. He blows it into the bar. He can blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
We are in the middle of hour four, question four, trivia 38. According to tip number 69, if you are caught in a pillow fight without a pillow, you are told to improvise. What are the three items that are suggested as improvising substitutes for a pillow? Good luck, trivia players, as you play in the world's largest trivia contest. From all of us here at 90FM.
Yeah.
the back. That is all for our four question for Trivia 38. According to tip number 69, if you are caught in a pillow fight without a pillow, you are told to improvise. What are the three items that are suggested as improvising substitutes for a pillow? The answer, bowl of guacamole, dirty laundry, and grandfather. Once again, the answer to our four question for Trivia 38, bowl of guacamole, dirty laundry, and grandfather.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to offer Point Premium Light Beer, refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. And AIG Travel Guard, recognized by Forbes magazine as the fourth largest company in the world. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career.
Moving right along to hour four, question five, trivia 38. This fictional gentleman was too late to get his supper. In fact, after the dishes were washed, the only thing left was a piece of squash. What is the first and last name of this gentleman? Once again, hour four, question five, trivia 38. This fictional gentleman was too late to get his supper. In fact, after the dishes were washed, the only thing left was a piece of squash. What is the first and last name of this gentleman? Hour 4, question 5, trivia 38. Trivia returns. This fictional gentleman was too late to get his supper. In fact, after the dishes were washed, the only thing left was a piece of squash. What is the first and last name of this gentleman? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 38 and Jim Wendler.
Don't let my credit.
back. That is it for Hour 4, Question 5, Trivia 38, Trivia Returns. This fictional gentleman was too late to get his supper. In fact, after the dishes were washed, the only thing left was a piece of squash. What's the first and last name of this gentleman? The answer, Dan Tucker. Once again, the answer to Hour 4, Question 5, Trivia 38, Dan Tucker. Moving right along to Hour 4, Question 6, Trivia 38. Network executive Jack Donaghy has gone through a divorce. What is the first name of his ex-wife? Once again, Hour 4, Question 6, Trivia 38. Network executive Jack Donaghy has gone through a divorce. What's the first name of his ex-wife? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 38. And Jim Wendler.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust with 4 living gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was loose, like leather to the floor, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like that. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. You could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know, by then we'd be low on gas. Dead flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking me down in the gym. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
In the middle of Hour 4, Question 6, Trivia 38, network executive Jack Donaghy has gone through a divorce. What is the first name of his ex-wife? Good luck, trivia players, as you play in the world's largest trivia contest.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking what you do. No, 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 baby, I ain't asking what you do.
You're such a bigger, bigger, bigger hungry love.
Oh, little dinner. Don't be a stingy little mama. You're about to tie me head to death. I ain't
the back. We are calling it quits on hour four, question six, trivia 38. Network executive Jack Donaghy has gone through a divorce. What is the first name of his ex-wife? The answer, Bianca. Once again, the answer to hour four, question six, Bianca. Moving right along, hour four, question seven, trivia 38. Baseball certainly has had a history of weird injuries to players. Let's look, for example, to the pitcher who had that blister on his finger in the World Series a few years back. It really is my life. Well, we want to know the first and last name of the Major League Baseball player who burned his chest ironing a shirt while he was wearing it. Once again, Hour 4, Question 7, Trivia 38. Baseball certainly has a history of weird injuries to players. Let's look, for example, to the pitcher who had that blister on his finger in the World Series a few years back. It really is my life. Well, we want to know the first and last name of the Major League Baseball player who burned his chest ironing a shirt while he was wearing it. The middle of hour four, question seven, trivia 38. Baseball certainly has a history of weird injuries to players. Let's look, for example, to the pitcher who had that blister on his finger in the World Series a few years back. It really is my life. Well, we want to know the first and last name of the Major League Baseball player who burned his chest ironing a shirt while he was wearing it. Good luck, trivia players. That is it for Hour 4, Question 7, Trivia 38. Baseball certainly has a history of weird injuries to players. Let's look, for example, to the pitcher who had that blister on his finger in the World Series a few years back. It really is my life. Well, we want to know the first and last name of the Major League Baseball player who burned his chest ironing a shirt while he was wearing it. The answer? John Smoltz. Once again, the answer to Hour 4, Question 7, John Smoltz. And now, Hour 4, Question 8, Trivia 38. What was the number on the side of the big screen character Tommy Callahan's Chevy race car? Once again, Hour 4, Question 8, Trivia 38. What was the number on the side of big screen character Tommy Callahan's Chevy race car?
You gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You've gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and moan. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart. You've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart. All you really need is heart.
Saying you'll never win. That's when the grin should start.
You've gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and moan. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope.
When your luck is bad and zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door.
There's nothing to it but to do it. You've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart.
Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
In the middle of Hour 4, Question 8, Trivia 38. What was the number on the side of the big screen character Tommy Callahan's Chevy race car?
Sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette, to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette, with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal. Thank you.
Most any afternoon at 5. We'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two.
That is it for Hour 4, Question 8, Trivia 38. What was the number on the side of big-screen character Tommy Callahan's Chevy race car? The answer, 14. Once again, the answer is 14.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Good evening once again. With 90FM News, I'm Megan Hairtrump. It's good to know that the days of protesting for our rights didn't die out with the 60s. However, in this case, neither protesting nor freedom is free. Fighting the good fight costs $3,400 or 300 lobsters. Pete McCallany says 10 young people showed up at his New Meadows Lobster Pound in Maine and purchased all of his One Cloud lobsters. He says the lobster lovers called the crustaceans God's creatures and vowed to free them. McCallany says he told the group the lobsters would probably just be caught again. He says the young people said at least the lobsters would get a second chance. Although McCallany says he hasn't a clue as to the identity of the lobster liberators, perhaps he should take a look at our sponsorship director, Brian Camling. After all, we all know how he sympathizes with creatures experiencing anatomical difficulties. In other news, good idea, going on a pleasant horseback ride on a bright spring day. Bad idea, going on a drunken midnight horseback ride, then using the horse to try to ram police cars. An Alabama woman learned the lesson the hard way, resulting in a DUI, drug offenses, and charges of animal cruelty and second-degree assault. The police chief decided that DUI charges apply not only to vehicles with wheels, but also to vehicles with four legs. The horse declined to comment. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.